It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Thank you. You know, it comes a point in time in our lives when we have to evaluate the things that we're doing. We have to see if the things that we've been doing in our lives is working for us. And we have to come to terms with where we are in our lives at this point in time. We have to come to grips with everything that we've done up to this point in our lives is a result of all of the things that we've done up to this point in our lives. And when you take that into consideration and you start analyzing the things that are going on in your life, how you can make things better in your life, how can you improve the quality of your life? You begin to wonder sometimes through the struggle of life, is my dream possible? And my response to that would be, your dreams are possible. And if you're sitting next to someone, or if you're in front of a mirror, or you're by yourself, I want you to look to your left and look to your right and tell that person that's next to you, or if you just by yourself, my dreams are possible. And I'm blessed and highly favored to accomplish my goals and my dreams. And I had to come to reality with that. I had to come and say to myself that, Hayden, you have not accomplished your goals. You have not accomplished your mission. You're behind on your dreams. But the difference between me and the next guy, or me and the next woman, that are going through identical problems, identical situations, is that the way that I will respond and the way that they will respond to the same challenges in life will be completely different. Where one may begin to complain and feel pity or want to know why all these things are finding you, why not you? Why shouldn't why life shouldn't find you when you're the one that deserves for life to find you? What do you mean by that, Hayden? Well, a lot of times when you go back and you start connecting the dots and things that happened in the past in your life, and then you come back to reality, you start connecting the dots and saying, wait a minute, all these things had to go right in the past for me to get to this point, for this opportunity to present itself. So sometimes it requires to have to read a lot of book. It requires to have to go through the 90-day training period, the year probation. It requires for us to have to go to school from elementary to high school and from high school to college. You can't skip the steps. You can't just go from elementary and say, I'm going to shoot past middle school and high school, and I'm just going to go straight to the top and go to college. You won't be prepared. You'll get to college and you will not be equipped to be handle the fast paced learning, to handle dealing with professors. There won't be anyone to hold your hands and guide you through the different circumstances that define you. on that level, on the college level. And that's the reason that it's important that we go through the process of going through school. You know, I remember when I was 14 years old and I began debating that school was becoming an issue with my life because I was able to earn $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a day at the same time that I was going to school. And I made a bad decision. I personally chose the streets over my education. And these are things that I pay dearly for, even till this day. When we're going to school, there's a process of learning that we go through that is being taught to us. And the curriculum that's being taught to us and that's being embedded into our mind is actually being imprinted into our mind. It's being taught to us on a continuous basis, and it's being taught over and over and over again so that you can have a thorough understanding. Haydn, what do you mean by that? Well, if we take the alphabets, then we learned our vowels. Then while we were learning to learn our vowels and recite them and learn the ABCs, we begin tracing the letters. So now we're getting to hear it. Our mind is being engaged by in learning through hearing and tracing and reciting. Okay. And we're all of these things is imprinting those things in your mind. The other thing that we go through in the process of going to school is the when you're imprinting multiplication tables. I mean, I can ask anyone what's 12 by 12. Anyone spit out 124, but if I mean 144, but if I tell them to spit out what's 13 by 13, if what's 14 by 14 or what's 15 by 15, we can't spit those things out very quickly because those things wasn't imprinted in our minds. So when you're going through the learning process of school, some may say, as I did, hey, I'm not using any of the things that I learned in school out into the field, out into the workplace. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you are. You are using all of the tools that you're equipped with. You are using all of the valuable mechanism and teaching techniques that were used to enrich and to cultivate your mind. Okay. The most important paramount thing that you learned was how to use the brain. How to take or how to extract from different things and to make the mind work to come up with an answer for you. And that's one of the main things that I missed by not continuing my education. So now I pay the price for it. What do you mean by that, Haydn? Well, when I created the Haydn Russo Show, I was going after my dream. One of my dreams is to be the number one motivational speaker in the world. And 5 years ago, I set out on that journey. And I knew it would be a long journey. And I knew that it would be tough along the way. And I had an option that I feel that I had. And that option was to begin just randomly speaking at all other places, anywhere that I could speak to. Or take the long approach and write a book and then begin speaking, which would give you more clarity, which would give you more connection with the audience, which it gives you more substance than a speaker that does not have a book. And in the beginning, I thought that it was only going to take me 10 days. You know, I was on YouTube and I was looking at all of the wonderful comments from speakers in the past that were giving you your tips. One of the main things that I listened to was to write a book. And I did. The other part that a lot of the listeners were like was like, hey, no one is going to read your book. Just make it 10 page a chapter. Get you 100-page book and begin to set your career on the right sail. And that was the attitude that I took in when I was writing my book. And 4 years later, when the book was published, there are things that I need to do to further enhance the book. But I didn't want to take the easy step as just going in front of people and randomly speaking without doing thorough work on myself. So I began to analyze myself and I began to analyze what I wanted to accomplish in 2016. And when I was doing all of my assessment and I was trying to figure out exactly what it is that I want, and I began to map out plans for them. But then I began to sit down in January of 2017, going back over all of the goals and the things that I wanted to accomplish in 2016. And I wanted to see how did I improve myself in 2016. I also wanted to analyze what went wrong in 2016, what went right. And then I want to balance the thing. I want to balance those two so that I can begin to correct myself. I can begin to righten the ship. I can begin to improve myself in ways beyond my wildest imagination. And when I was doing that, I said to myself, Haydn, if you're going to be number one motivational speaker in the world, you're still operating on an operating system that's 4 or 5 years old, and you're not as fresh and connecting with the people and staying current. I started analyzing the time that I was spending on a lot of different things that wasn't bringing me closer towards my goals or my dreams. I started to learn more about my mind, how to control my mind, how to control my breathing, how to pay attention to my breathing when I'm upset, pay attention to my breathing when I'm happy. So I just said, you know, I have to do a total, complete evaluation of myself. And I vowed from that moment on that I would be the number one policeman of myself. I would be the one to tell myself when I'm doing something wrong and that to do better. But then I'll also reward myself when I do something right. And then I'll no longer beat myself up when things go wrong. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that no matter what your dreams are, no matter what it is in life that you want to accomplish, there will be struggles. There will be pain. There will be things that you just didn't anticipate for. But I'm also here to tell you that when you go through those struggles, when you go through those pains, those fears, those hurt, when you go through all that, the person that it would help you become along the way is preparing you for the roads and bumps that lie ahead. When you're doing this personal assessment of yourself, this is not the time to be upset with yourself. This is not the time to beat yourself up. These are the things that we have done in the past that has either advanced our life or have us in a self-destructive mode and not doing the things that are necessary to move us forward in our lives. So I just went into a deeper, I just wanted to have a deeper understanding of myself and the things that I was doing wrong. And one of the things that when I was doing my personal assessment, I just started saying to myself, well, Hayden, you drank too much brown liquor too much. I like Grand Marnier and Cavassier and all of the dark liquor. And when I get like that and I drink and I just, you know, I drink so much of it, it's going to harm me at some point in time. It's going to not allow me to function at my optimal level. So I decided as part of my development that, okay, Hayden, you can drink beer, you know, a Heineken or a Budweiser or something, but you're cutting out all of the dark liquor, all of the hard liquor. Beer is your top of the line now. I want to be the police of myself. I want to hold myself accountable to the utmost. I want to change my philosophy. I want to change my ways. That's part of the self-development. That's part of the self-improvement. Before I can go out and say that I want to help someone else to better themselves when I'm not doing the things necessary to better myself. So, you know, when you start being honest with yourself like that, and you start putting your negative feelings aside, you start understanding that life is very simple. Your decisions are either going to advance you closer towards your dream or they're not. Your friends are going to either help you to advance closer to your dreams or they're not. Your significant other or your family members are either going to help support you to get closer towards your dream or they're not. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to begin to do this personal evaluation of ourselves and begin to truly analyze the data. And don't take it personal and begin to make the small necessary changes in our lives to begin to take the step further to move forward and get closer towards our dream. You see, there's a wonderful saying that you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. The baby steps that are necessary in the beginning, when all hell looks like it's breaking loose and everything look like it's going wrong and Murphy's Law is just all over you. You walk in the room and misery and fear say, are you coming in? Come on in. Do you want to sit down with us? Can we help you a little bit? And that's what I tend to find with myself. Instead of just beating myself up and going into some a negative tailspin, I begin saying, you do that, Hayden. You was drinking too much, and you were drinking more than most alcoholics do. You should be ashamed of yourself, Hayden. The other thing that I started evaluating with myself was my emotions, because sometimes I allow outside circumstances to dictate what I feel on the inside. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that you can continue to fight new wars with old weaponry. You have to get new weapons. And the new weapons for me is to go in all out bunkers, learning everything that I humanly can, and to spend as much time as I can with my family and my loved ones. And part of that is the reason that I want to do these things is because I want to create a home field advantage for myself. What do you mean, Hayden? Home field advantage. I want a home field advantage for myself. I want to be able to surround myself with winners, to surround myself with people that want to see me succeed, that want to see me accomplish great things, that are willing to pick me up when I'm down. People that I would say that would be there for me. One of the things that I like is having bread and butter relationships. What do you mean, Hayden? I feel that a bread and butter relationship is a relationship that you can count on this person. He or her, you can count on this person. So part of the evaluation process, what I end up doing was I wrote down all of the people that I spent my time with the most. And I wrote those names down. And for some of you guys and ladies that has never listened to this show before, I believe that sometimes you need to do a stress test in your life. What do you mean? You need to have, we need to begin to create situations that may arise down the road so that we can be able to handle them, as opposed to addressing life and being reactive towards life as life continues to throw you curveballs, fastballs, as life continues to punch you in your mouth and beat you down, take your job, take your car, turn off your lights, turn off your phone, lose your girlfriend, lose your boyfriend, husband walks out on you, wife tells you she's not coming back and you can't see the kids. You have to begin to start preparing yourself for these things so that when life hits you, you're not dealing with things from a brand new perspective. So you need to create stress tests. You need to create stress tests in your life. Banks create stress tests where they go in and see if they have enough capital so that if something goes wrong, they'll have the resources to be able to respond so that they don't create a crisis within the banking industry. So I'm saying use that to create it for yourself. Begin to tell yourself, God forbid, but what if my husband died today? What would happen? Do I have the life insurance necessary? Do I have myself in a position so that we don't lose the things that we built together? Do I have everything in position so that the kids won't be affected because my husband is the breadwinner? You need to have a stress test in your life. Instead of waiting until what will happen to me when I get to college. Well, let me tell you, let's go and let's zoom in on what will happen to you in college. Well, if you're not preparing yourself, if you're not reading, if you haven't learned how to type, if you haven't begun to learn how to speed read, and for the people that think that speed reading is all about missing words, no, it's about preparation. So if you're going to college and you're not preparing yourself to be able to be self-sufficient, self-motivated, and self-independent to go after your goals and dreams, no matter what anyone tells you, then the likelihood of you being successful will be difficult. So when you write down all of the names of the individuals that are supposed to be your bread and butter relationship, it is time to have a stress test. What do you mean, Hayden? Okay, we're going to wait until 2:00 in the morning. And we're going to test our relationships. Hello. Mr. Anthony, how are you, buddy?
Hello. You know what time this is?
Oh, yeah, man. I caught a flat tire, and I'm on the turnpike, and I'm on exit 105, and between 105 and 104. Is there any possibility that you may come and help me? My car broke down. And then if this friend that's on the other line is not a bread and butter type relationship, here go the excuses. Man, that's a little bit far for me. My tire's a little bit bald. And I, you know, it's been risky. So I just been just driving straight to work and straight back. I'm so sorry that I can't help you. And my response would be, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I know you've done it for me anyway. I really appreciate it. Let me call my brother. Now, what you need to do when you hang up with this individual, you need to take a line and scratch out his name on your bread and butter relationship. And then you need to go down your checklist of the 10 friends that you have. And when you cross those friends out that did not come through for you, the friends that are left on this board is the relationships that you need to nurture. Is the creating the winning environment around you. These are the friends that will have your back through thick and thin, and that will tell you the truth even when it hurts you. That's creating a winning team. That's creating the winning atmosphere that you need to be successful. That's creating that roller coaster. Not a roller coaster. That's creating that momentum that a roller coaster has, that when you get that rock up the hill, which is the most difficult part, and you start getting that joker to roll down, and once it start picking up speed, you want to keep moving full speed ahead. So you don't need friends that would be negative energy drainers in your life. It's time for you to begin to evaluate those individuals and begin to tell them that, no, I'm not going to take your phone call right now. I'm a little bit busy. And just because you call me doesn't mean that I have to call you back. We have to change the ways that we're dealing with the energy drainers, the way that we're dealing with the people that doesn't want to be on the winning team, the people that don't want to be the bread and butter relationship for you, but you're bread and butter for them. Oh, no. We can no longer live in that type of atmosphere. When you look at Duke and you look at New England and you look at North Carolina and some of the teams that are always winning, Penn State. Look, let me explain something to you guys. When you create a winning attitude, when you create a winning team, you become unstoppable. You become an unreasonable person. You become a person that says that the world will have to bend to me. I refuse to lose. I refuse to give up. I refuse to let anyone stand in my way because my dream is calling me. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my sleep. It bothers me when I'm at work. It disturbs me when I try to spend quality time with my family. This dream is just beating up on me. And it's your goal to continue to work towards that goal, that dream, that desire. And I'm telling you that success will always be waiting for you on the other side. But in order for us to become a person we've never been, in order for us to have the things in this life that we never thought was imaginable, for us to overcome all of the obstacles that are definitely coming our way, we have to begin to fortify ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And how do you do that, Hayden? How do you fortify yourself to be able to deal with the life challenges? How do you fortify yourself to be able to deal with the naysayers and the people that try to sabotage you, the people that just don't want to see you succeed? You begin with personal self-development. You begin learning how to rewire your mind, not wasting energy on people that are draining your life. Okay? And then we go into a process of perpetual learning. We take the things that we learned in school, we learned in college, and we begin to use those things to help better ourselves in the future. I'm not telling you that if you went and got a law degree, which you knew was not your passion, and you wanted to be a doctor, that you shouldn't go after your dreams. No. If you can't afford to just completely walk away from being a lawyer, then you need to begin to take the baby steps necessary to move you closer to being a doctor. You can't just sit on it and do nothing. You can't just write down your goals and your dreams and just expect that because you're meditating and you're doing all of the right things and that your dream is just going to find you. No, there's hard work that's necessary. There's a lot of convention and workshop and reading that you need to do to sharpen your skills. There's a lot of other different things that you may have to do, be an intern or go take a part-time job to learn this field or take additional classes and courses to give you the qualification to be able to even step into the room. A lot of times we're not able to step into the room where we can find our greatest luck, as some would say it, because I believe that when hard work meets a preparation, it creates all the luck for you in the world. But it's hard work and dedication that's going to get us there. It's being honest with yourself and truly evaluating yourself and doing the things necessary to better yourself. It's spending more time working on you than working on your job. Most people, ladies and gentlemen, work harder, 2-3 times harder on their job than they do working on themselves. And I just refuse to be one of those individuals. So when I joined Talk Zone, I began learning a lot of different things. I began learning a lot of things that I thought that I knew about speaking, that I thought that I knew about radio. And to Dave and Gene, that has been very instrumental in the person that is speaking to you now, with the feedbacks and all of the things that they've done to me, for me, to help make me a better person. It's only so much that they can give to me. They don't have the necessary time to spend 24 hours a day to teach me everything that they learn. It's necessary that as part of the development process that you push yourself to read 15 to 30 pages a day. To begin listening to audible books and to begin going out of your field and meet new people that can help enrich and enhance your life. Find a mentor that can help you bring all of your talents together, that's gone through what you've gone through. And what you'll find that when you're studying and you're learning a lot about a lot of successful people that has accomplished the things that you have accomplished in this great life, or the things that you want to accomplish in this great life. Success always leaves clues. Successful people are always willing to share the things that made them successful, because successful people understand that when you're trying to help others to be successful, the universe is like a boomerang. What you reap, you sow. And if you're trying to make other people successful, then you will be more successful. Things will find you, and opportunities will find you beyond your wildest imagination. And when you are being honest with yourself and you evaluate yourself and you go through checking your bread and butter relationship, and you go through and you start analyzing your behavior and how you address opportunities that find you. And for some of you that are listening to the show for the first time, I don't like to use the word problems, because you're taking a negative and giving it back a negative, and the only thing that can come back to you is negative. And we've talked about on this show on how to deal with negativism, as I like to say. The first and foremost is understanding that 80% of the negative thoughts that goes on in your mind, you give them life. A negative thought has no life unless you act on that negative thought. How can you act on that negative thought, Haydn? You can continue to think about it and make it more negative in your mind. You can either have a physical action to give it life, okay, or you could have a speaking action. You know, those things that we say when when we're very upset, when we shouldn't be saying anything? Because if you're so upset that you have this hot sentence to tell your spouse or your loved one or your sister or your brother or your teacher, and most of the time you do it to the people that love you the most, the people that wanted you to succeed, the people that are not giving you support, not giving you love, you'll give them all of the love that they don't deserve. So learn how to deal with the negative. Learn how to deal with opportunities that would come into your life so that you can maintain a level head through all situation, thereby making you more successful because you're able to outthink the other individual. And then there's the action step that we need to take once we find out who our bread and butter relationships are, once we find out how to deal with our feelings and emotions, once we find out and once we analyze the data and we find all the things that are not working for us, the things that are working for us, and we're able to analyze them and put them in a plan, and we begin to take the action steps to begin to take the baby steps to get us towards our greatness, to get us one step closer towards our dream, to get us one step closer to living a life beyond our wildest imagination. This life was meant for you to live in abundance. It was not made for you to live in scarcity. But until we enrich our mind and we shift our mindset and we start growing our mind in new ways and helping us to have understanding and clarity and be able to respond articulately and address life more, you know, more courage. Address life with the courage to be able to tell the friend, no, I'm not going with you to party. I have enough things to keep me busy, to get me closer towards my dream. No, I'm not hanging out anymore with the energy negative seers, the ones that are trying to drain me of my goals and my happiness. I don't want to continue to be around people that ridicule me when I have the ideas that could possibly change my life. I would create a support system and a dream team that would be around me to help support my goals and my dreams, that want to see me succeed. And then I'll take the necessary actions that are necessary to help me to accomplish my goals and my dream. And part of taking my necessary action, anytime a life challenge finds me, anytime a decision is in front of me, whether it's big or small, ask yourself, is this decision going to advance my life or take me backward or have me standing still? If it's not the first one and it's the latter two, then it would be a wise decision not to make that decision. But when you find the right action to take, it is your duty. It is your will. It is your faith. It is everything in you to wake up the omnipresence in you, to the greatness in you, and to focus on that one thing and to drive it in. And don't let nothing let it go until you succeed, until you accomplish that goal and that dream. You look, no matter, you have to lose sleep for it. You got to sweat for it. You got to fret for it. You got to lose all your opposition for it. You got to say that I'm willing to do it or die with everything that I have. And it's with this that I come to tell the Talk Zone family that I have listened to all of the comments. I have listened to the phone calls. I've listened to the emails. I've taken the data that has been given to me, over 15 months of data, the Talk Zone family, the things that you guys have taught me, the way that I'm able to speak articulately to you now is because you have bared with me and allowed me to grow on Talk Zone. But now, in order for me to get to the next level of growth, I need to spend the next 6 to 9 months working on myself, reading as many books as I can, going out to seminars, taking workshops, finding me a mentor, and going and doing everything that I humanly can to make sure that my bread and butter relationships are in place, that I'm learning new ways to not only learn how to deal with my emotions, but learning how to deal with emotions when you have 15, 200 people or 2,000 people in the crowd. How do you connect and make everyone form into one direction, one goal, one mission, and being able to inspire that same crowd and being able to leave a legacy behind me where I can say that when I pass away, the only thing that I want most people to say about me is that I changed their lives forever. I helped them. I inspired them. A speech that they may have heard from me, or a comment that I may have said to them, or something that I did for them helped change their life. In order for me to become that person, then I have to become someone that I've never been. So with that I say to you that I will take this rest of this year to improve myself, to learn more about myself, to learn how to handle things within myself and how to better to address people and opportunities and situations that would find me. And then I will come back with all of the massive action in the world, and I will begin to recultivate and reinvent myself into the person that I want to become. To the Talk Zone family, I want to say thank you in allowing me to come on this platform and to do the things that I've done. But yet, now it's time for me to learn and to grow. We will suspend the show for the next 6 to 9 months, possibly for the remainder of the year, so that when the Talk Zone family hears my voice again, they will be able to say that, yes, he did go and enrich his life. He did go and evaluate his situation. He did the stress test. He went and he took the action after he took the stress test and got all of the energy drainers out of the life and made the necessary adjustments and got the positive attitude and dealt with everything from a positive perspective and never gave up and continued to move totally forward in one direction until this goal is complete. I want to thank the Talk Zone family. I want to thank Dave and Gene for everything that you've done for me. Thank you. My name is Haydn Russo, and I hope this was a great show for you. We'll see you next week.